BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Heavy fighting is raging near Gaza City's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, with Israel saying it has killed dozens of militants and destroyed Hamas tunnels. The presence of tanks on the streets there and outside other major hospitals is causing panic among civilians trapped inside. Paul Adams is in Jerusalem.
Israel says it does not hit hospitals as a matter of policy. They do also say, though, that if a hospital is being used for military purposes by an armed group, then that hospital is a legitimate target. Now, the Israeli army radio tonight said that a projectile which hit Shifa Hospital earlier today was, according to that Israel radio report, launched by a militant organization, either Hamas or Islamic Jihad. But the fact of the matter is they are now focusing their military activity very close to these hospitals because they say that is where Hamas have some of their key facilities.
The UN Security Council has been discussing the situation in Gaza. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told delegates the health system was on its knees, with half the territory's 36 hospitals no longer functioning.
Hospital corridors crammed with the injured, the sick, the dying, morgues overflowing, surgery without anesthesia. More than 10,800 people have now been killed in Gaza, almost 70% of them women and children. On average, a child is killed every 10 minutes in Gaza.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has said that while he condemned the attack by Hamas and recognised Israel's right to defend itself, there was no justification for the killing of civilians. However, Mr. Macron said it was not his role to judge whether international law had been broken. He was speaking to our Europe editor, Katja Adler, at the Élysée Palace.
President Macron was unequivocal. Israel had the right to defend itself after last month's brutal attacks organised by Hamas. France shared Israel's pain, he said, its willingness to fight terrorism. But international law had to be respected. He urged Israel to accept a humanitarian ceasefire. He said it was the only way forward now, and he hoped other world leaders, such as in the US and UK, would join him in that call.
In other news, President Biden will meet China's leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week on the sidelines of the APEC summit. The White House said the goal was to manage any friction by ensuring communication channels remained open, especially those between the two militaries. BBC News. The authorities in Iceland have raised the civil alert level in the southwest of the island, where it's feared the Sundanukar volcanic crater could erupt in the next few days. The orange alert level was prompted by two earthquakes on Friday and thousands of smaller tremors that have rocked the Reykjanes Peninsula. A judge in London has ruled that five Bulgarian nationals charged with spying for Russia will stand trial next year. Prosecutors accused the three men and two women of being part of an organised network that carried out surveillance and hostile action for Russia, including for potential abductions. The International Cricket Council has suspended Sri Lanka's cricket board for failing to prevent government interference. The World Governing Body of Cricket said the board was in serious breach of its obligations as a member to manage its affairs autonomously. There's been severe criticism of Sri Lankan cricket officials at home following the team's poor performance in the World Cup. The nominations have been announced for next year's Grammy Awards, with the R&B singer SZA leading the way with 9. The top categories are dominated by female artists. Regan Morris reports from Los Angeles.
SZA's hit Kill Bill and her SOS album was nominated across genres, from pop to rap to R&B, and she's vying for Record, Song and Album of the Year. She'll be facing Taylor Swift in all of those categories, and Swift has already made Grammy history, becoming the first person to score 7 nominations in the Best Song category for her hit, Antihero. That surpasses Sir Paul McCartney and Lionel Richie, who each have 6. It was more difficult for artists to be nominated this year, with new rules which cut the number of nominations per category from 10 to 8.
BBC News.